Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I can't do Tally for very long, unfortunately.
Please don't.
Yeah.
855, 453.
Okay, that wasn't even Tally, dude. You got the wrong character.
That's
Mr. Hanky you're doing.
Oh, it is. It is, as a matter of fact. I forgot to bring a towel is what happened. My bad.
I mean, I've done bad impressions, but none so bad that I actually ended up imitating the wrong.
Wait till I try to do a southern accent and it comes out Australian. That's happened to me before.
All right.
For some reason. Anyway, this is Free Talk
that
Live.
Is south.
Free Talk Live.
You just didn't specify the longitude. Longitude or latitude? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Longitude?
I don't know. Your latitude affects your attitude.
Yeah, that's right. Changes in latitude would be north and south.
I think you
changes
need a latitude adjustment.
Longitude.
I think you need a latitude adjustment.
West, so.
I've had enough of your latitude today, nobody. This is Free Talk Live, the Live Monday Night Edition, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to get on the air, talk about whatever you want, or talk about stuff we're talking about. With you in the studio tonight, it's...
You've got Ian.
And nobody.
And I am the captain. Continuing on with your calls and your thoughts, let's go directly to Evan in Madison, Alabama. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey guys, I'm a first-time caller, and I'm here to complain about the Libertarian Party vice presidential nominee.
Oh, no.
And so I wrote an article
called...
What's that?
Is it because he has nipples?
That's one of the reasons, yes. You know, that's why I wrote an article called An Open Letter to Spike Cohen, which I sent a tweet to you guys while I was on hold.
Hold on, what's the joke about the nipples? I'm sorry.
Okay, Spike got his picture taken apparently once without his shirt on, and people think that's... I guess that's as close as the Libertarian Party comes to a sex scandal.
This is controversy? That somebody had their shirt off? Really?
Well, we're a very clean party. We don't, you know, I mean...
Really?
I don't belong to the party, so don't lump me in the category.
No, really? Evan, is that what you're upset about? You're upset about a guy with his shirt off somewhere?
Well, there are many reasons to be upset.
Tell me why that is one of them. Before you get to the other laundry list of whatever, why is that one of them that is upsetting to you? What does it matter whether somebody's got their shirt off at the party?
First of all, it's not just one picture. It is loads and loads of extremely, extremely cringeworthy pictures. And, you know, if somebody was looking to vote for Libertarian in 2020, they do a search for Spike Cohen. The first thing they will see is images like that, and it's an instant turnoff. People will treat the party as a joke.
Nixon must have been horrific with his clothes off, but yet he got elected.
Okay, so I just searched for Spike Cohen, and I clicked images, and I see a photograph of a man with a shirt that he is sort of maybe in the midst of pulling off. Yeah, but I don't see a shirt off. So you're saying that this man has a single photograph that shows up when you search for his name where he's...
Not just a single photograph. I'm telling you, many, many photographs.
Okay, well, I don't see him.
He actually has what he calls the Libertarian Dad Bod Calendar.
The Dad Bod Calendar. Okay, that sounds funny.
Yeah, the Libertarian
You don't have a sense of humor,
calendar.
Do you? You don't have a sense of humor, sir.
So why would you be upset about this? What's your issue?
Opposite of the type of message that, for example, Harry Brown or Ron Paul would deliver, which was very professional. That is true, but you have to keep the message professional.
Why? Okay. I don't think most people even know who the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party is or ever will be. I mean, look, I'll give you an example. The current presidential candidate, Joe Jorgensen, mm-hmm. was a vice presidential candidate in 1996, and almost no one that I've spoken with was aware of that.
Yeah, I wasn't aware. This sounds to me like, Evan, and correct me if I'm wrong, this sounds, sounds to me like you're afflicted by the same thing that a lot of folks who follow the Democrat and the Republican parties, and that is that you get easily butthurt when your favorite candidate does something that you don't approve of.
Or not favorite candidate. I'm sure this guy was supporting somebody other than Vermin and Spike.
Why would you be butthurt about, you know, some guy appearing without a shirt on?
In order to be a credible libertarian candidate, sir, would you say that one must go their entire life without going to the beach and taking their shirt off?
No, not at all. I'll give you this. Because
I've done that.
The shirt issue.
Okay.
And I could go over some other problems.
All right, let's go to the other ones.
Okay, what
do
you
got? So if you do a search on Google or DuckDuckGo, and you do it for Spike Cohen, you know, the very first results you'll see is this
platform.
It's
a Wikipedia page.
Right, so, you know, this is the actual platform that you'll find. It says, like, oh, free ponies, zombie power, killing baby Hitler. Okay, so
well, you're complaining to the wrong person about that, because let me tell you, I actually founded the Libertarian Party Motley Caucus. Do you know what Motley is?
I have heard the word.
Okay. Well, for those who don't know, Motley is what they used to call the uniform of jesters. In Shakespeare, there's a line, I believe it's King Lear, I spy a fool, a motley fool, where, of course, a fool was a jester, and the jester was always interesting because the jester was the only person who could tell the truth to the king without getting his head cut off. So if you ever read Shakespeare, pay attention to the jester. So it's very clear that this system is rigged, that no matter what we do, we won't actually get arrested. But we can get a lot of message out by taking their joke of a political system and making it a funny joke. Because if they're going to impose a joke on us, come on. The funniest things they could come up with are Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
I mean, they are a joke.
Well, they are. Okay, bad example. Those guys are pretty funny.
All right, so Evan...
But unintentionally in their case.
So, Evan, what are the other things that you don't like about Spike Cohen for whatever reason?
Okay, well, you know, the things that he does, they actually interfere with the campaign message. And let me give you an actual example. So there was an interview on 5:30 with Joe Jorgensen on NPR. So, you know, it's not like they give libertarian candidates a lot of time. So this was a 6-minute interview.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the host was asking her, what's the deal with Spike Cohen? What's up with this joke platform he's got there? So, you know, with only 6 minutes to give the libertarian message, you know, Joe was forced to waste 2 minutes of that explaining away Spike Cohen's problem. So, you know, Spike Cohen is taking away from the libertarian message. That was just one example. I've got more.
I don't know. I don't, you know, do you understand the joke behind Vermin's platform? I know you don't like it, but do you get it? Do you understand, like, what the comic twist is?
Yes, I do understand it. Let me tell you this, though. Spike, frankly speaking, it's not really that funny. It looks like it's written for a 14-year-old who goes around saying, wow, I'm so random. It's terrible humor in Spike's case.
Well, not everybody has the same taste.
Yeah, I have a suggestion.
But yeah, that's the point. But, you know, this kind of satire, it's just not going to work for the libertarian message.
Well, why
I
do
mean,
you...
the bottom line is I listen to people piss and moan about Gary Johnson all through the last bloody election. And, frankly, we've nominated a candidate. He's our nominee. So deal with it. What? You know?
Okay,
what?
Yeah. I'm fine to deal with it. My only request to Spike, okay, you can stay on the ticket, but just clean up your image.
Well,
that's my only request.
Just to respond to your comment on wasting airtime, you could have come and given me wonderful insights in libertarian philosophy.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Evan. We do appreciate the call. I suggest that he just not pay attention to Spike and not vote for him if he feels that way. I don't know any other advice to give him. 855-450-FREE is our number. If you would like to get on, this is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
453, like freedom. This is Dave Mustaine tonight on Free Talk Live. I'm just kidding, it's the captain doing another horrible impersonation, as I like to do. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, I am the captain.
Hello, me, it's Ian.
And I'm a fish.
Again, little Megadeth reference.
Hey, that was my fish imitation.
Speaking of fish, nobody, what's the difference between a lawyer and a catfish?
Well, one's the scum-sucking bottom dweller, and the other one's a fish.
We were talking in the last segment to a caller who, for whatever reason, seems butthurt by a gentleman named Spike Cohen, who's the vice president nominee.
Most people would have been, if the dude had called in and said he had problems with Spike Cohen, 99.9% of people listening would have said, who?
Most
of the people who I've talked to didn't even know who Joe Jorgensen was, the presidential nominee, didn't know that she was the Libertarian Party's vice presidential nominee from 1996.
Right.
You know, they would have if she'd taken her shirt off during the race.
True, but she's kept her shirt on.
But she's female. You know,
well,
it's different.
And she's a different person than Spike is. So, and I don't know a whole lot about most of these candidates, but we did have Joe on the show earlier this week.
That is a fact.
Last week.
My impression of her is that she's, you know, very solid, kind of non-controversial.
Yeah, she's a doctor. She seems pretty intelligent as well. We can talk more about it.
We will talk.
You know, the Harry Brown vein as well.
Yeah. We will talk more about it. I know you had something else that you wanted to follow on the Spike Cohen bit, the Libertarian Party bit. So we'll get to that. But first, I wanted to tell you that the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. That's pretty phenomenal. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy network wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. Back to you, Ian.
Yeah, so like I said, I don't know a whole lot about this guy, but I did watch some of the Libertarian Party's convention that they had. It was like an online thing with 1,000 people in a Zoom conference, basically. Yeah. And it was a cluster F, and as you might expect it to be, in a lot of ways.
So it was like going to school.
But I watched some of it, and specifically the portions that were about the nominations of these characters.
Okay.
And remember, I supported Vermin Supreme for the presidential nomination, and for those who aren't familiar, that's the guy that wears the boot on top of his head. He's run as a Republican in the past, a Democrat in the past.
And he was the pony guy.
And he was the pony guy, but I think Spike apparently, I guess, adopted
Spike
his platform.
Spike was his vice presidential pick.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is definitely a Motley Caucus kind of guy.
But the Vermin never got higher than third place in the, you know, they have different rounds, basically. So they have eliminations of, they start with maybe five or six candidates, and then the person who doesn't get, or the person getting the least of the votes gets eliminated, then they vote again. And so they keep voting until one candidate gets more than 50% of the vote. And so Joe Jorgensen defeated Vermin Supreme pretty soundly. So the message from the delegates at the convention was clear, right? Hey, we like this Vermin guy. He got third place. He was a solid third, right? Yeah. Like he was really good in third place. But ultimately he was eliminated and Joe Jorgensen won. And that was the convention basically saying we would prefer a more serious candidate. However, Spike pretty soundly won the vice presidential candidacy. Mm-hmm. So maybe they did see some value in having somebody with a sense of humor in that particular role. And
yeah, well, it's kind of like splitting Gary Johnson in two and, you know, sending the serious part off one place and where the clown won't embarrass him. you know, it, but no, I think that, that clowning is a perfectly acceptable way to make a political point. I love Vermin's, his parody of the candidate that's going to give you everything you want. But
I just don't understand people why they get butthurt about their favorite candidate or candidates, or their least favorite, you know, or their not favorite, right?
That's
why?
Right.
Why is anything that Spike Cohen does? Why does this guy get butthurt by it?
Well, he's probably a Libertarian Party devotee, right? Like this guy who called in, who was all upset about this vice presidential pick. He probably had a favorite, and it wasn't his guy who got the nomination, right? Like it was the other guy. So, and he's probably butthurt about that. He probably
is this the same thing as like the sports affliction when people get like really upset that their favorite quarterback got traded or didn't get his contract renewed or whatever.
That it matters who's president. It doesn't matter who's
beg to differ.
But ultimately, whoever the nominee is,
if nobody was president, it would make a huge difference.
Nobody would be much better.
Well, but
nobody
look,
would be too stoned to run a country. It'd just be like, man, I can't believe I did this.
You're not wrong, nobody, that it doesn't matter as far as, like, you know, who's president because they're going to rule over us, but if it were the Libertarian, that would make some sort of a difference.
Well,
but further,
and I mean, for one thing, you know, if you're thinking about secession, who is going to not call out the military when you secede?
Well, actually, that was one of the questions that Joe Jorgensen kind of stumbled a little bit on, but for the most part, she was pretty good in how she handled things. But what I was going to say is no one cares who the Libertarian Party's vice presidential candidate is. This guy's getting all a flutter over this relatively insignificant role. Yeah. Try to name the last two Libertarian presidential vice presidential candidates.
Oh, let's see. Well, of course, the last one was Bill Weld.
I don't follow politics because I don't believe in religion.
I didn't think you'd be able to do it, but
well, thanks.
For Bill Weld,
I have to think real hard.
It was Badnarik who ran for president. Or am I missing
one? No, you're skipping
one.
So the Spike Cohen guy isn't the first guy, though. Who was the guy that, like, took off his shirt at the podium?
That guy's name was James Weeks. You're talking about the dude who did the strip tease.
That's the guy, yeah.
He irritated me a lot more than anything Spike Cohen.
Well, I suspect this guy was upset about that, too. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that this guy doesn't like that kind of humor, that kind of fun, that kind of openness.
Well, I will admit, I thought it was a bad play.
I thought it was hilarious.
You know, the thing is...
I also thought it was hilarious.
What
saw the video.
Song? He played something about sex with a bearded man? Something about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was that, nobody? You were trying to say something.
I love making a joke out of the political system, but you probably won't see me doing it at party functions. And the reason is because... I mean, it is the Libertarian Party remains something that's important to me.
Well, some people have what it takes to do striptease, and some don't. I guess you're one that doesn't.
That's okay. It's like Riverdance of the Living Dead. You don't want to see that.
Are you capable of doing some sort of a striptease in support of the Libertarian Party, or do you care? 855-450-FREE like freedom. Give us your calls and your thoughts. We've got more coming up on the live Monday Night Edition of Free Talk Live.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DinoVite.com.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dinovite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dinovite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed him right for life. Due to Dinovite. Dinovite for life.
Won't be how happy your dog will be.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with law enforcement officials at the White House. Now, the president is appalled by the calls to reduce or eliminate funding for police departments.
This has been a very strong year for less crime. Let's put it that way, less crime. There's a reason for less crime. That's because we have great law enforcement. I'm very proud of them. There won't be defunding. There won't be dismantling of our police. And there's not going to be any disbanding of our police. Our police have been letting us live in peace, and we want to make sure we don't have any bad actors in there. And
former Vice President Joe Biden breaking with the group Black Lives Matter and saying he does not support defunding the police. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. Dow gained 461 points to finish at 27,572. This is USA Radio News. Some people battling COVID-19 are suffering from another kind of outbreak. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Mask acne, or maskne, as it's being called in social media posts, is for real, and healthcare workers are most at risk for it, as they're wearing their masks the most, for hours at a time sometimes. The blemishes are caused by the rubbing of the mask and the trapping of hot moisture underneath it, dilating facial pores and letting bacteria and oil clog the pores. Dermatologists recommend washing your face before and after wearing a mask and using a gentle moisturizer that helps strengthen the skin barrier.
Georgia and West Virginia are set to hold primaries on Tuesday after having postponed them due to COVID-19. Around 1.5 million voters requested absentee ballots in Georgia, and nearly 200,000 absentee ballots have been sent out in West Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The Kick-Ass Edition.
Hey, there you go.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you would like to call in and talk about, well, whatever you want. We generally like to talk about things from the perspective of freedom, but we don't talk, that's not the only thing we talk about. We'll talk about whatever. It doesn't really matter. And as far as we're concerned, you can call about whatever you like. So, with you tonight, it is myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And,
what doesn't come back to freedom, though?
Well, freedom's the answer. What's the question?
Yeah.
To paraphrase Ernie. For those of you who don't know, he's the host of this.
Is that Ernie Hancock?
Ernie Hancock, yeah.
Okay.
For our listeners who don't know, he's the host of Freedom's Phoenix, and that's kind of, he made that ingrained in my head from me listening to his show for several years. He is an enjoyable listen in more ways than one. So we've been talking about a whole bunch of things. I feel like we've kind of, you know, ended the Libertarian Party candidate bit, right? So let's move into something. Unless you got something else to say about it?
Well, okay. I would say want to say one more thing on that, which is the Libertarian Party this year has two very different candidates for president and vice president. So I would say if you've got a problem with the other, you should be pretty happy with the other. So you know, find nice things to say about the guy you like instead of bad things to say about the guy you don't.
That's good advice.
Wow. Father Nobody in the house tonight.
I am a pope.
He is a pope.
Poping ain't easy.
Poping ain't easy. Do you have a pope cane? We need to get you a pope cane.
Huh?
We need to get you a pope cane.
I've actually got a head for it, which is along with my monk's robe. I had one of our local craftsmen as a Free Stater make me three hand-carved question marks.
That is awesome.
And one of them is designed to go on the top of a staff.
I have to apologize to you, Nobody. I've been calling the vehicle that you roll around in sometimes the Nomobile. Right, or the Nobody-mobile.
It's the Pope-mobile.
But it's the Pope-mobile, yeah.
But it could be the Nobody-mobile.
We need to get a giant plexiglass dome built on top of that thing so you can ride around and do that, like,
I would be happy if I could just get myself around to getting the freaking thing painted.
Well.
It's,
those things ain't free.
Way too many things to do.
Speaking of which, how can people donate to your campaign should they wish to support you and your endeavors?
People can donate to my campaign in any form they like. I most prefer crypto, of course, but give me what you least prefer, and I'll still put it to good use. And you can find a gift page at electnobody.com/gifts.
Nice.
And I mean, if nothing else, this is what you need to ask yourself before you donate. Am I enjoying the show? Do I occasionally see this guy's antics and get a chuckle out of it? If so, throw me a few bucks, maybe. I can't promise you I'm going to get elected. You know, as a matter of fact, I would be somewhat surprised if I got elected.
Well, you would be,
but I hope to put on
be
a show that somebody will find enjoyable.
I certainly enjoy hosting this show when you're on it, Nobody, and yeah. I thank you for your efforts. I'm going to just change subject here because this, you know, the police thing right now is pretty big. It's a big topic.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about, you know, defunding police departments and riots because of, ooh, you know,
we can only hope what
police do and all that kind of thing.
The thing is, they're not going to do that. They're going to rearrange things. They're going to replace the other guy's cronies with their cronies, and they're going to go about
that. Well, I was talking about on Sunday night my experience and yours as well. Nobody, we were there together at this Nashua Black Lives Matter event that happened on Saturday night, and that the whole thing had been essentially co-opted by the political class, by politicians. They had the mayor speak there. There were two aldermen who spoke. A New Hampshire senator spoke. It was just so disgusting. And so their, of course, proposal was that people vote, that you need to get out and vote, that that's going to make things better. There was no actual proposal to change anything like, oh, I don't know, ending the war on drugs. And now...
No, they did actually mention defunding the police because I yelled anarchy.
That was one of the non-
it was the only thing I really responded to.
I don't think that was one of the political speakers. They did have some non-political speakers.
Oh, okay.
You know what, Nobody, I'm gonna donate two FRNs to your campaign right now. Just for
you.
Having there yelled anarchy during the BLM protest.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There were some decent speeches by some young people, right? So they didn't have all politicians, but it was politicians for the first hour, basically. But now, in the calls, during the calls for all these defunding of police departments, which isn't a terrible idea, guess who's come against defunding police departments? None other than Joe Biden himself.
The kid sniffer.
Well, the crime bill that put so many black people in in prison was signed by Bill Clinton, but it was Joe Biden's baby.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Not a surprise. So, you know, for all these people who thought that Biden was going to be some sort of an answer to Trump, because a lot of the people at these protests, they hate Trump. Right? They hate Trump. Lots of F Trump signs and things like that.
Also, in contrast to the reopen protests, it was a different crowd.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Very different.
Interesting.
Crowd. Yeah, this is a lefty crowd.
Oh, very.
Yeah, this is a lefty crowd. The reopen NH crowd is a righty crowd.
I miss all the fun.
Yeah, the difference, one of the big differences between these crowds are face masks. The lefty crowd is full of people with face masks. And in fact, the organizers of these events are requesting in their event creations, like what the description of the event is, it encourages people to wear face masks for protection.
Politicians. I actually put one on for a little while because
I couldn't believe it.
Well, the thing is, I'd been smoking wax, and I was going to cough, and the thing, you know, I didn't want to get lynched.
Get him!
Get him! They're nailing me to the tree, and I'm like, it was the wax! It was the goddamn wax!
You didn't want to get waxed for wax? I have a question.
Yeah.
The protests, when the first hour of politician after politician were speaking, how many of them wore the mask?
Oh, I wasn't actually able to see most of the stage from my vantage point because I wanted to get out of the sun, so I was standing behind a tree.
I understand.
At that time, so I could not tell you the answer to that question.
And anybody who gives a speech giving one of those masks should have stayed home. I can't even communicate with a cashier who's wearing one.
Yeah, I was on about that on the last couple of times I was on Free Talk Live. So
you're not going to get any projection.
I won't regurgitate it again.
I wouldn't do it.
Other than to say I'm really sorry to see so many people turned into Kenny from South Park. We have this article.
What?
Yeah, Kenny from South Park. You remember he pulls his hood so tightly closed that you... That's everybody wearing the
nice,
mask, right?
Nice. I didn't even catch that. You got it.
I got you, bro.
And you got the character's name right, too.
This time. But keep an eye on me. I do strange things from time to time, every now and again, occasionally.
You do strange things.
In periodic intervals.
I changed my name to Nobody and ran for governor. You don't get any stranger than that.
By the way, Nobody currently does not have any competition in the governor race at this point.
Nobody does not
have
competition. Nobody ain't got no.
That's right.
Nope. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time to put you in jail.
855.
Ain't nobody got time to beat you up.
450 free like freedom. Do you have time for nobody or do you not have no time for no nobody? Give us a call. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, you're in the right place for Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio show that you can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you tonight, it is myself, the captain.
Yeah, Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you about Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping build one. It's Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so that you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. In our previous segments, we began to discuss some things about the police because, well, folks seem to be overwhelmingly concerned. The media has been certainly churning the hype machine to get folks thinking about police and what they do or don't do and how they do or don't do what they're supposed to do.
Which is really interesting. I mean, I give a certain credence to the idea that this is... That this is actually a trap that's been set up for Trump.
Well, they're positioning it.
What's the trap? I'm sorry.
Well, the whole police brutality thing, which he predictably responded to it with bluster,
mm-hmm.
and it was exactly the wrong way to hit it. And of course, whatever he did. They were going to say it was bad, but this time, he showed very little sympathy for, you know, people getting shot in the street for nothing. And
well, Trump is likely to take the side of the police. So, I mean, that's not a surprise to me at all.
Yeah, I wonder, though, is it a surprise to all those people who go, oh, he's the most libertarian president ever?
Those people just ignore everything.
Are you serious?
Yeah, those people are ridiculous.
So one of our other co-hosts contributes to our show prep from time to time, and he hasn't been able to appear on the show in quite some time, and he puts some quality content in our show prep. And he put this one in from CNN. This is the first time I've seen something like this out of CNN. The headline reads, videos often contradict what police say in reports.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, as us and the types of people we are, I think the three of us here and probably most hosts of the show already kind of aware of this. And we've seen time and time again where, a video will clearly show some police brutality, and then the statement from the police will be like, oh, he fell down, or, we investigated ourselves and we found we didn't do anything wrong, et cetera, and so on. But this says the videos often contradict what police say in reports. Here's why some officers continue to lie. Now, before we get into any of the article,
I guess the reason that I find that oh so not shocking is because I used to watch a lot of cop block videos, and when you see the things they do, it's like, well, yeah, they got to be lying about that, or,
right?
You know.
the shocking part to me is that this is a CNN article saying these things. That's the shocking part to me. Now, maybe I probably don't pay much attention to CNN. I like to call it the Criminal News Network because, well, the news they put out is pretty criminal.
Well, CNN has been, since Trump was elected, critical of the Trump administration, right?
Right.
Like they've been critical of that, and so they're going to go in this direction because somebody who they don't like is in office. If it were Obama who were in, I don't think you would see this particular story.
Yeah.
Also,
no, I mean, you wouldn't have even heard about the riots. They played those riots for days, and it's like, if something like that happened with the president the media liked, with Obama or
they'd downplay it.
Clinton, a Democrat, it wouldn't even get on TV. It would be kept as quiet as a freaking Ron Paul campaign.
And they may be going a little bit further than they normally would because the rioters showed up at their offices in Atlanta last week. I don't know if you remember that, but there were photos of the rioters sitting atop the CNN like big letters that they have outside of their offices, and they'd spray painted onto the CNN logo, and so they are under fire by some of these rioters. So I suspect they would prefer the rioters not show up and continue damaging, so they might run some positive news.
And I gotta say, that's a good thing, because, I mean, the media is virtually a wing of the government.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
And, they are there constantly to, what is it? The politician's job is to provide service, and the media's job is to provide lubrication.
So from this article, a video showed officers in Buffalo, New York, pushing a 75-year-old man. Police say initially he had tripped and fell. News cameras showed officers in Atlanta.
Yeah, see, that's one of those things. You just got to assume that they're lying about that.
News cameras showed officers in Atlanta breaking the windows of a vehicle, pulling a woman out of the car, and tasing a man. In his report, an officer wrote he wasn't sure the pair was armed. They were college students returning from a late-night food run. The only thing they were armed with was
who cares if they're armed? They've got a Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms.
Yes, they do. Surveillance footage from a Minneapolis restaurant near where George Floyd was killed appeared to contradict police claims that he resisted arrest. Police officers are authority figures, and their words have historically held more weight than the average citizen. But videos from several recent incidents and countless others from over the years have shown what many black Americans have long maintained, that police officers lie. Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, they do.
Police officers lie. Say it ain't so.
Cops lie and people die.
I know we covered it here on the show, but
for
our listeners who maybe are first.
This is what happens when you call the cops.
Indeed. For our listeners who are maybe first tuning in, Police are actually trained to lie to you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And in fact, it's illegal for you to lie to them, but it's not only...
No, it's not legal advice.
Yeah, I'm not an attorney, but in most places in the United States, lying to the local cops will not get you a charge. There may be some exceptions to that, but the federal agents can absolutely charge you for lying to them.
But at any rate, the police are trained to lie to you. It is a tactic that they are schooled in and use frequently.
And the other thing is, no matter what you say to them, they're not going to believe it.
Right.
Because you're just a perp. Whoever you are, if you're not a cop, you're a perp.
So they don't name who these experts are, but they say, here's why experts say some police officers falsify reports and statements and why the problem persists. I have my own conclusion for this statement, but we'll...
I wonder what they're going to say about it.
What prompts it? It's fairly common for officers to lie in police reports, says Philip Stinson, a criminologist and professor of criminal justice at Bowling Green State University. Stinson has tracked arrest cases of non-federal sworn law enforcement officers who have been charged with at least one crime from 2005 to 2014. His research shows that out of more than 10,000 officer arrest cases, about 6.3% involved false reports or statements. About a quarter of those cases involving false reports or statements also involved alleged acts of police violence, and he said that the problem is probably more common than the data suggests.
I'm sure it is.
Oh, yeah.
So why do officers lie?
You know, this brings to mind, I'll propose a law that I think would make the world a better place, which is basically if a cop is found to have framed somebody, that carries the sentence of whatever he framed him for.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
You frame somebody for murder, maybe you get the death penalty.
I like it.
Yeah.
Turnabout is fair play. These truths are
self-evident.
Wow. Now, thank you. These truths are self-evident. The world man are created
at large.
Sorry, I just washed my lips and I can't do a thing with them.
your vernacular called. So why do officers lie in police statements? Well, answer number
because
one.
They're always beating the hell out of people and stealing stuff. You can't just put that in a report.
I mean, answer number one from CNN, self-preservation. One of the reasons is simple, to avoid the consequences. That's according to David Thomas, a professor of forensic studies and criminal justice at Florida Gulf Coast University and a retired police officer. Your motivation to lie really is to keep your job and hope that nobody finds out, Thomas said. Hope that nobody finds out.
Well, a lot of times they kill people on camera and get away with it, so.
Nobody's going to know.
Do you hope that nobody finds out when you lie? Are you a police officer and have you lied? Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Give us a call. More coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.